Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hi, how's it going?
Fantastic. I am loving this new start time.
Oh yeah, we did this the first time.
Yeah, well, you know.
You can be loving that.
Yeah. How are you? Is this the pre-flight? Is this the show?
Yeah, this is the pre-flight. or you can keep it in, it's up to you. I like the idea of not knowing.
Yes, I agree. Because I already have my pod voice on.
Oh, you know me, right? You know how I am.
I do.
Okay, so like I'm not a. I think I used to be a lot more of a long distance star fucker than I am now, but I've been really enjoying.
It sounds like your Grandpa Rick and like fucking a planet. So
My
to be
grandpa
clear,
who?
Grandpa
Okay. Last night
Rick.
on Twitter, I said that from now on. Because I'm obsessed with the TV show Severance. Lesson on Twitter, I said that from now on, henceforth, every character named Rick should be played by Michael Chernus, who played a Rick on Patriot and played a Rickon or a Rickard or Ricardo, whatever his name is on Severance. And he liked that tweet. And I will. And I just went like this. You ready? Hang on, give me a second. Ready? Here we go. He also liked my tweet about Natalie, which made me happy.
Oh, see the.
Natalie is the board. She's the board.
She shows. Perhaps. We're not talking about Severance. We're not talking about Severance. Oh.
In Moonrise Kingdom, you know how, God damn it, Tilda Swinton's character is named Social Services?
Yes,
Yeah, I think.
She is bored.
Yeah, her name should just be the board.
Oh God, I everyone is it's like a viral load just
Oh dear.
plopped into my RSS feed.
Oh, I know. It's insufferable. It's
No, it's
this is the
perfect.
most
Perfect.
insufferable my friends and I have been in a very, very long time. I mean, we went from zero went from zero to the wire in like a weekend. Oh my God, you haven't seen it yet. Cancel everything. Kill your children. Don't eat food. Sit down. That's what I did last week,
I
Alex. I
mean,
did it. I did that.
I did two of those things. Well, you know what? I should just tell you off the bat because I've caused a bit of hullabaloo on other shows because I
Oh.
didn't tell anybody, similarly to how I didn't tell anybody really that I got a concussion because it was April Fool's Day, so it
Did you
was,
quit? You quit your job as a Pearl programmer to become a full-time podcaster? You save it for me. Daddy eats first.
No, I did not. I have COVID, which is fine, but it is very funny.
COVID the virus? Because that would be a pretty name for a girl.
The vi what? No, I fun I COVID the Funko
COVID
Pop.
the
What would
Funko Pop is my name.
that
I'm the copyright-free merchandising character that you can build from Source. Hi, it's me, Covey. I love you. I'm in your sewage. The government found me in your sewage. Now they know you're sick. If you want to be friends with Covey, just don't be a dick.
Oh, I hate this. But I'm fine, and it's been great. Vaccines are
I
awesome.
didn't. I didn't. I'm not worried. I didn't ask. I didn't ask.
I have been led to believe some of my friends listen to this show. I don't know why. I truly don't know why. I know that one of my exes still listens to this show.
Hello.
Hello. And
All my
hello.
exes live in Texas. You are Covey's friend.
Oh,
I'm a
man.
spiky little red boy. I live inside your tummy. I live inside your longy. And I'm getting hungy. My name's Covey, and I'm gonna ruin your life for a little while. Oh, if you apply a little bit of false positive thinking, you never know. You might quit drinking and you might just feel that Covey is enough. Don't travel on planes. Yes, travel on planes. Mask on, mask off.
Oh, another mask off. I got my studio display. This is all very
Okay,
exciting news about my personal
listen.
life. Yes.
Listen.
I'm
Are we having latency? Are we having the worst
sorry.
late? Oh my fucking God. Are we having the worst latency we've ever had? Or am I just interrupting you? Are you being interrupted more? Not because of me.
I don't know. I don't know. Should we try? Should we try Zoom? It is raining here, and when
I'll do whatever you want to do. But I was being silly, and I had a couple songs in me I wanted to get out. But I do want to. I want to hear about Covey. What would you like to do? Do you want to try Zoom and see if it's better? I shouldn't make a difference. I think I've got everything dicked here, but I'm here 2 weeks ago. I thought the same thing. Oh my God, my new setup. You should listen to Back to Work. I was talking about my new setup. My new setup is very good.
It is great, I would say. Well, I will say the episode I think is great. Covey is
my name is Covey. Did you not listen to my pod? I say pod. I'm a disease because I call it a pod.
Oh God, listen, I've come around.
Hi, welcome to Covey's pod. I'm double vaxxed and topped up, and I still got a little bit of a sore throat. Covey's throat is hurting now.
Boy, that's a really catchy song, you have to admit. You start over? Okay, you ready? Play the music. Play the fucking music.
This is Due by Friday, a weekly challenge podcast with Alex Cox and Merlin Mann. This week's challenge, use iOS on pure Siri suggestions. Hey kids, what's for dinner?
That was weird. That was weird. Michael Chernus. You know, I love him as Cool Rick on Patriot. You getting crumbs everywhere, buddy? Hey, remember how you wanted to go camping? I love Cool Rick.
You
so
have
much.
To admit, in our obnoxious quarter of the internet, well, I don't know, but like in our
is this
quarter,
the show? This is not. Is this the show?
A clean break.
No. Let's get a nice clean break, and let's also have me quit talking over you.
You're not interrupting me. Wow, I'm glad that I could get out my. Oh God,
it's a conversation bukkake. Yeah, go ahead. No, isn't that what they call it? Isn't that the thing? Maybe I'm thinking of Kara Aje. Is that the one that's fried chicken, or is that the one with cum?
I don't know.
Which one am I? I think it's Kara. I want to say Kara Aje. Is that racist?
I don't know who or what you are talking about anymore.
If you accidentally make the wrong kind of Asian joke about a different Asian person, is that technically not racist, or is it triple racist?
Oh, interesting. You're colorblind.
Do you get a, sort of like, gosh, I'm spacing on what they call it in D&D. Like, you know, sort of like you have a shield that'll have more hit points, or, you know, maybe you roll for like extra damage. So like if you say, you know, the problem with chicken bukkake is then you want to eat it again an hour later. Now, there's all kinds of problems with that joke that I would be happy to discuss in my upcoming e-workshop.
And where can people find that?
Rule number one. Oh, you go to 5x5.tv / you go to the thing is you have to learn. First, you must learn, really. It is a lot of wax on, wax off, mask on, mask off. You have to learn first what you didn't understand that you didn't understand. It's like Donald Rumsfeld in many ways.
Kind of like how I just keep typing various letters into Google trying to spell bukkake. It's like a kid trying to find their type of porn.
That's very much a let go and let God situation.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. Bukkake. A sexual practice that involves a group of men.
No. Hey, what are you doing, bud? Hey, whoa, whoa.
Shall we go to Urban Dictionary?
Why would you do that? Alex, why? Oh, my.
Webster's defines a joke as Laven.
Hi, I really enjoyed Severance. You think you have COVID, or you know you have COVID?
Oh, I know. I've had COVID since Sunday. It was one of those situations where the only reason I took a test was because I was going to see my itty bitty nieces who can't get vaccinated. Oh, and I was like, bad allergies, right? And then I'm like, And so, I mean, I guess, yay vaccines. My spouse, Matthew, who still doesn't have COVID, is saying hello/goodbye.
Same as Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci doesn't have it either. He's never had it.
There has been a couple articles going around of how some people are, or it seems at least, like folks who are exposed in lab settings over and over, they just keep dropping the viral loads into them and they can't get it. It's very interesting.
That's fascinating. Can I also ask you to please stop using the phrase viral lip?
I love it. Do you prefer droplets?
Talk about a Fauci cocky. Fauci cocky? That's definitely racist. It's just because he's an old Italian man doesn't mean he comes on people.
Oh, Italian-American discrimination. Jeez, Merlin.
Comes on you quickly, yeah. this. You can't discriminate against an Italian. That's crazy.
I mean,
are we really phobic of the Italians?
Oh.
And their little cars, rubber banding back onto the road, going through the haunted house. They don't even know how to spell cart. Is that a joke? Is they spell with a K? Is it Mario with a K? Cart?
Yes.
Oh. Oh, so that was a funny joke.
Yes, it was.
All right.
It
so
was.
Who have I covered? I got the Asians, uh-huh. Which we break down at least so far. Now, there's a lot of Asians I haven't touched yet. Okay. we've touched on the Italians, mm-hmm, a little bit. Mm-hmm. That's in a good boss. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess now we should start the show. Again. Okay. Hello. Ivan.
I'm only allowed to do that this week.
What?
Spewing those droplets.
I don't like to hawk a loogie.
I don't think I ever have.
Well, it's a thing you do, and eventually, I don't know, I think it's like using Carmex. You become dependent on it.
Oh.
I'm sorry, my uvulus one. Mm-hmm. But,
I couldn't even find it until I was college, so. Yeah. I'm sorry, what?
Nothing. If you get your uvula removed, that's called a hysterectomy. Chuck went up for the 51%. Now I've hit them.
the 51%ers. Oh, man, I wonder, so what would this would this make our podcast like a 70%? I truly don't know my percentage.
Oh, that's a good question. The other day, as I think you may be aware, it doesn't matter if you're aware, I have been doing a lot of tech updates, and one of them is a massive update, including a new Synology and new drives in the Synology and trying to do a migration on the Synology. And as of 1 a.m. tonight, I will finish my 4 days. Ideally, knock on wood. I can't believe I'm even saying this. I will complete, and I put that in, I put that in a thread so it wouldn't all clog up the tech channel. But asking questions about the best way to do a migration. But yeah, almost 4 days of migration, and I am hopeful that that will be done tonight. And then I'm going to have a big old butt ton of Synology space. But the point was, I looked and I saw that. So the estimate was, what was it? Oh, so when you do a migration, sometimes when you're healing, when you're repairing an array, you'll get like, okay, it's going to take, 2 days, and that's step one of two. And then a few days ago, maybe over like Sunday or Monday, it said step two of three, 66% done. And I suddenly melted down because I know somewhere in my brain, I know how to do 2/3 times 2/3. But there's another part of my brain, perhaps a more recent forebrain part of my brain that said, nah. You don't need to know that. No. And you don't want to go have to remember how to do 2/3 times. And I swear to Christ, if anyone contacts me at all for a cool trick, especially if you're a goddamn math teacher, don't do it. Keep your maths in your pants.
No, that is...
Now, what percentage of people are math teachers?
Huh.
I think we're filling out the pie pretty nice today. Is there anybody you'd like to hit? Do you want to hit some queers?
Yeah, well, I think I already
hit. Not like with a car, but...
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Now, every time I get in the car, especially because, I have my car is like a 75%er electric car, too, because it has...
A 75%er. The higher it goes, the funnier it is. Up to a point. I think once you get to 87%, stop there, because 88 is Hitler.
Well, that's a power bottom, I think. Yeah.
And the devil is 6, and God is 7. This monkey's going to heaven. Okay.
Have you ever driven an electric car, Merlin? Because it's basically a toy, and I'm just kind of hyper aware.
That's
now.
Why you like to say vroom vroom, zoom zoom, meet me.
Right, yeah. No. It is a beep beep. There are no vroom vrooms because can't rev that engine. So I'm like, yep, this is a toy that can kill anybody I want.
I hope I never have to take the capsule out of your brain with a drill at a funeral. My goodness me. Take My Hand. We're off to Never Neverland. She's a real good guitar player.
Oh, June.
Oh, my God.
June.
So the thing is, you have a vroom vroom. But can we go back to Covey?
Yeah.
Because a thing that had come up before, and I don't know, I don't like to make, as much as I'm fine with presenting everybody else, you know, I don't like to, like, make light of what I perceive to be your medical shit. But I think this is okay on the record. You said that you have said in the past that you have an inkling that you might have gotten COVID a long time ago, mm-hmm. in part because antibodies that normally would, especially an antibody as withered, the wizened hands, your withered body that you have, your medical state in which you live for now, that you would have antibodies you didn't expect. So it seemed like you had COVID visit a long time ago?
Oh, yeah. Like January 2020. If it was, I believe now there's like.
Oh, before
number,
it was cool.
Yeah.
Like me and Michael Chabon. How many Michaels are there in the East Bay? Okay, wow. Add that to the list. Filling out the pie graph. All the Michaels. They all have beards. Wonder Boy. Okay, so.
Oh, also, I've found that I am emotionally attracted to, I think, anybody named Mark, but in a way that I know that I could slap them and no one would ban me from the Academy for 10 years.
Oh,
like,
oh, hey, Mark.
Marks should be, like especially like Rent Mark, who I'm often compared to. Like, yeah, no, someone could slap me and I'd be like, yep, deserve that.
Wait, okay, is Rent Mark the red haired kid?
Yes. Anthony Rapp originally played him.
Oh, is he the one that got, is he the one that had an experience with Kevin Spacey?
Yes. And Andy Dick. He's just...
I'm trying to think. Well, that says it right on there.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Because it's total Andy. Total Andy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's an 88%er. No, that's Hitler. Shit. Okay, so wait. If man is 5 mm-hmm. and the devil is 6, mm-hmm. you thought you had... you know what? This is a terrible show. I'm refunding my own money.
Well, I'm enjoying it.
Oh, thank you for being here. I'm so glad you're here. And so Sunday, did you do the nosy test, the usual like nosy, not PCR, but antigen test, and it came back. Tell me your COVID story. It's like a birth story.
Mm-hmm.
But for COVID,
well,
delivering COVID.
I mean, as we did or didn't talk about on this show, got a mild concussion April 1st, went to the doctor twice.
Is that a known concussion? Did somebody write that on a form that it is an actual concussion?
Yeah, because I had to it was fine, but I had to do like a follow-up.
But didn't you sleep for 2 days before finding out whether it's concussion?
No, I went right after I fell, and they were like,
I'm sorry, I'm outing you. We could use your help with the cause, but it's not up to me to out you. 89%.
I returned to the scene of the crime actually the next day, where I slipped and fell at the park, because I don't know where else am I gonna go for a walk.
Pyromaniacs do that too.
Yeah. And then Monday I just had to go for a follow-up, and I have an inkling that that could have been where I caught it, but only because
because you were in a doctor's ish office. Oh, shit.
Well, or Matthew is, my spouse is one of those freaks who can't get it, because now a bunch of his clients tested positive, like, around the same time I did. So, like, we're all
can't
just...
get it?
Yeah. Like, there are some people who continue to not be able to get COVID.
Is that the wording that was used by somebody who got an American medical degree?
Well, I believe it was UK. I'm sure this is bullshit, but I don't know.
I'm more than willing to sell you people powders, or like, you know, corrective boots, or any kind of a medical device that operates technically outside the auspices of the FDA, mm-hmm. technically. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to give bad medical advice. It's in the sense of, like, is it more like a doctor looks at that and goes, huh, that's pretty wild. Seems pretty crazy that you're out and about and you do things and you've never gotten it. A little bit of a Fauci. Or is there some kind of a superpower? Are we talking about an unbreakable type situation where Matthew has some kind of special way of throwing off viral load?
Oh, this is pure speculation. In this,
okay,
pure
that's
speculation.
Continue.
To be clear,
sorry,
pure continue. Speculation. Although, and the only reason I
pure uncut speculation.
Yes, just I'm told that straight women don't notice, which good for you guys, I guess. The
straight women don't know
the,
this.
The uncut situation, depending, some can't even tell the difference, which I find weird.
In terms of scoring cocaine.
Mm-hmm. We'll just let the audience's imagination go whichever way they want.
90%. We're up there. Okay, we're getting there. We're filling up. Our little bar is at least it's gone from red to yellow.
I was feeling like sort of crappy over the weekend, but I just thought it was.
Did you have a sore throat?
No, I still.
Really?
No.
I thought, isn't that still the predominant signal for boosted people?
For me, it was, well, that's the thing is I don't know because I constantly have allergies. So it's like, yes, my throat technically hurts, but it's like, how much of this is drainage and how much of this is COVID?
Madeline had her second top up on. I think it was that wouldn't be right. Okay, so here's the story. The story is second top up. This one, I think, was the first Moderna. I've been really wanting Moderna. I got J&J and then Pfizer, and everybody says Moderna is the good shit. Anyway, Madeline got topped off with Moderna. Hannah got half a day. I think it was might have been on Saturday. She was leveled. One of the times it's like, except apart from the incident a few years ago, one of the times that she's sickest she's ever been.
God, that sucks.
And like, it was just like real bad. Didn't get out of bed for 24 hours.
Yeah.
So, okay. But like, here's the thing. I mean, that's gotta be almost definitely the vaccine, right? But like half a day.
Oh.
Isn't it usually like next day?
Oh, I don't know.
I wonder if she had COVID.
Interesting.
Because that's the thing that's fucking us all up is because remember in the beginning, it was like, oh, even like they didn't have enough tests to test people, let alone have a vaccine in a few months or whatever. But you know what I mean? But there was the thing of like, oh my God, we all lived in such grave fear of the thing that killed Meemaw.
Yeah.
And then like over time that became more of, oh, well, you know, you could become like Bolsonaro and you just get it. It's like changing your pads, 91%. Bolsonaro just gets in there a couple times a day, and he, I would put it in the nose tube myself. I'm good at this now.
It's got a lot going on. Just a lot
David
going
Roth's
on.
Coverage of Bolsonaro is so fucking crazy. Anyway, and then now it's the point though where everybody's like, people now say stuff like that would have sounded mental 2 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think I had COVID.
Or...
Oh, yeah, I've got COVID. I'll see you tomorrow or whatever. Like in your case, you're recording, assuming this goes out, if we fill our pie of offense, that you're doing a podcast while you have COVID. Could you ever imagine that?
I mean, no, I remember when Marco.
Remember when Marco got it and we all thought he was going to die? Yeah. I was just going to say, he was so embarrassed.
Yes.
I feel so bad for the little guy. He felt so bad about it. And like so guilty about it.
Yeah. That was rough.
Also, he had to buy a battery for his battery, which is
I have a battery for my battery. I've got a big battery that charges my little
battery.
Like
a Hitachi? What are you talking about?
No. Okay. Oh, interesting.
92. Okay. So is it a thing like a pregnancy test where you like go, oh, whoopsie doopsie? Because you know, these things are a little bit whack. We give our kid one a lot. You know, because of school.
Yeah.
And like every weekend you're supposed to do it on like, you know, Sunday, etc. I'm sure everybody's doing.
Yeah.
But anyway, whatever. Did you go what?
Yep.
And do another one? Did you go to a doctor? Okay, so you instantly just popped out another binax.
Oh no, sorry. I did one and it's one of those.
Doctor.
Well, that's the thing. It was one of those that
You know what? Bad on me. Do you even need to go to the doctor now?
This is
for
my
all
thing.
I know, you could just go volunteer somewhere while you have COVID. I still have old COVID brain.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's the thing is I was like, what do I do anything? And because
we don't even say this person got COVID anymore. We say they tested positive for COVID, which seems like a subtle non-difference. I think is neither subtle nor non-difference, you know. But when we say something like Jen Psaki tested positive for COVID, it does sound a lot better than I mean, it's similar. I'm not a physician, but it's similar to strikes me as similar to saying. Today, press secretary Jen Psaki was formally diagnosed with coronavirus.
Interesting. I don't know.
Sounds so much more onerous and scary.
Oh,
than
yes.
Like,
sorry. I agree.
Positive.
Yes. Like, I mean, it depends. I think, like, I remember when it used to be the virus, like that was very, very upsetting. Like,
almost like the way, one of those ways that, like, we would talk about AIDS. in the early days?
Oh, absolutely. Like, I remember...
In a very coded sort of way.
Yeah, yeah. I never realized, because in my life, it's always been HIV.
You just say, you know, where's Ed? Ed's sick.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Everybody knew what yes. you meant. When you said Ed
oh,
was
man.
Sick.
I, like, the first time I watched one of my favorite TV shows, I like Severance more, but one of my favorite TV shows, Pose, when they're like, oh, he's sick, I was like, what?
Oh, I know.
Oh, because it's been HIV. My whole it's like yep, he's HIV positive, and it's only until like
you were born
90.
Like setting aside when you became more sentient and iPhone centric, like you still so like even in 1990 that was still a very ACT UP-y sort of time.
Mm-hmm.
It was still sort of considered, you know, I mean, I'm honestly not trying to make this about me, except insofar as I want to just share a personal feeling, which was like when I had learned, understand, new college, right? 520 people, like, you know, 100 people in my graduating class. Oh. it's a pretty dang small school. And I remember when I first learned that some people I was acquainted with had it and were pretty far along in some cases. Mm. And then I learned that like a pal of mine had it, like a pal of mine, like not just, you know, the really nice guy that works in the cop shop or, you know, the TA for this class, but like one of my friends from orientation week. Like your friends from orientation week are special,
mm-hmm.
like to me, like that's of course when I acquired my first monogamous girlfriend. But you know what I mean? Like you've got your pals who are like, you know, load bearing people in your experience of something. And even if you drift apart, you still have that weird bond of like a certain time. Oh, we did jury duty together, or we got arrested at this protest together, mm-hmm, or whatever. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it was so odd to me. Maybe in a way, like I guess I've started calling this the Aunt Jo problem. I hate lesbians, but I like Aunt Jo and her friend.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, where it's like in that same way where you first learn, well, you know, Aunt Jo's totally a carpet muncher, right? Like, you know, she's totally going downtown and bringing bags. Sorry, I'm just making stuff up now. Like, in that same way of going like, oh, this is not an abstract thing that's like a line graph on TV. This is like, I don't know. I'm not trying to like over-personalize this, but it really was like a chill down your spine of like, oh, this is really McReal. Real, 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 real. Like, this is my friend. And like, you have to understand, circa 87, 88. I mean,
death sentence.
Don't, you know, be careful about the timeline and scope of your plans,
mm-hmm.
even if you're 20 years
yep.
old.
It's wild now. And I remember in college.
That's terrible. Why am
just,
I
talking
well, about this?
Well, because,
this
is so awful. No, it's, I mean, that is awful. But for me, I remember in college, like, I had a friend who's like, oh, yeah, I'm dating this guy who's positive now. So I'm just, I got to start prep. And I was like, what? Hmm? And now I don't want to say it is not a big deal, but it is.
Prep as in like taking precautions for an intimate, intimacy?
It is not preparation age. It is, I'm a bad friend. I don't know what it is called. HIV-1 prep info. But it is this, I believe, antiviral.
Oh, is it along the lines of like a contraceptive type thing? Like where you put this on to like, I see, mm-hmm. So like you're just improving your chances, taking the edge off.
Well, no. Like it is pre-exposure prophylaxis. So yeah, basically it's daily pill that help prevent HIV.
No, I have never heard of that. I'm so ashamed. I've never heard of that till
no,
now.
No, I mean, well,
I did not know that existed. Holy shit.
One of my favorite, you know, when Cards did the Pride Pack, like there were a lot of prep jokes and there were there were certain cards that just weren't made for straight people. And that was one of them. But yeah, it is pretty much, again, it is just so different so that it's like race and gender, it gets weird comparing them, but it is absolutely a normalized thing in a, and I guess what you could call a good way. So yeah, there are lots of sex workers are on it too, or people who are at risk for intravenous drugs.
Forgive my ignorance. Do you take it orally or is it like a topical thing?
Or I believe
must be a role.
Yeah, everyone I know is a pill popper. What? It takes a pill every day. So
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Hang on. Holy shit. Oh. Okay. The commercials on MSNBC. Is it Rebeltson's? Is up. But there's the one where it's like, I think there's a commercial and it's like the most diverse commercial you've ever seen. It's got, you know, it's got gay guys and lesbians and a big tall trans person dancing with a little person. Mm-hmm. It's really cute. You know that is a Rebelsis? Is that what it is? I forget. Anyway, but is that a similar kind of thing?
I have no idea.
It's a medication you take that makes you less likely to transmit it?
I have no idea, actually.
I got a lot to learn.
Do not watch MSNBC.
Refresh my memory. Did you like or hate or have a feeling about Angels in America?
I still haven't seen it. Nope. Okay. I know.
Saving it for prison?
I'm saving it. It's a potential challenge. And I...
Your potential challenge.
Not potential. This is... No. No. There's no amount of antivirals that can prevent that.
What a good mood. They stopped fixing the road. I cleaned my office. I mounted my bins. I got a lot to catch you up on. How are you feeling as we say it right now?
I am shocked at how not fine I feel, but like...
I know exactly what you mean. It's not that difficult for something extremely mysterious that may or may not exist out of fucking nowhere to level you for a month.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah.
And yet, you got COVID. And yeah, you're good.
Yeah, it's very
Ain't that ironical?
Oh, yeah. I don't want to say that. Nope. I'll say, like, if someone was like, okay, you have a sinus infection pill and you have a COVID pill, both take this red or blue and neither will kill you or give you long-term side effects. COVID all the way. Like, the fever was like bad for a while, but I didn't even know I had a fever. I just thought I felt really like bad. And I mean, yeah. This is so. I guess I think I got the Omicron. So, but I truly was like, wait, what do I do? Do I tell like Matt like let his work know and stuff? But I'm like, well, I just won't go outside until I test negative. So. Ordered more tests.
Setting aside that Matt is impervious to disease,
theoretically,
are you doing any special arrangements, like as far as staying in different rooms or anything like that? Matt's not worried.
That's
huh?
the thing is, like, we kind of
did Matt go and visit the baby by himself?
No, because we were like, let's not. And both of the kids,
oh, right,
have
sure.
had COVID. Those and it, ooh, they, oof, that was the emergency room trip. That was bad. But they're all good now. And
yeah, that's scary stuff.
Yeah, and. So it's just very strange. And like my parents keep checking up on me. And I'm aww. Like, yeah, no, this is not like a sinus infection or God, walking pneumonia was like much. I don't know. I say this not to make light of COVID. Like this is not really me even chicken problem-ing. Like I am genuinely surprised of like, oh, this is great. Like, not great, mm-hmm. but...
No. But I totally get, and you can hear it in the way, I mean, not this whole conversation, but elements of the conversation we've been having for the last few minutes really highlight how I have not caught up with a lot of the realities of COVID in particular, because I still think of it as being like, what? Like a canonical... Oh, I love this word I learned from Matchy. Emergent health event. <Yeah. laughs> Like it's got to be. I think of it as being like you think like a heart attack mm-hmm, or mm-hmm. a stroke or one of those things where you're like, oh yes, we're going to quote unquote rush you to the hospital as opposed to amble you to the hospital. That's fine, but we're going to get you to the hospital real fast because you've had a fucking. We think you had like a fucking heart attack or you were in a car accident. Of course, you're going to go to the hospital. It would be like after 2 years of people being in car accidents, they said, oh well, you know, it's really up to you whether you need to go to the hospital.
I'm gonna walk it off.
A heart attack or really, it's you may not even realize you've had a car accident. Yeah.
It truly felt like that. Like I it was
that's crazy.
Yeah. So I you know, keep in mind I am sitting in front of powders, but I would still encourage people to get vaccinated because Oh man, I don't know. It's just very strange to be like, I texted my friends who've had it multiple times. I'm like, should I go to the doctor? And then I'm texting friends that are doctors and like, no, just don't be around people. And I mean, try to.
Because at this point, the goal is really to avoid getting it so that you don't get sick or make others sick. But then if you do get it, far and away, like, take care of yourself, but like, don't give it to somebody vulnerable.
Right.
I just always think of it as like the beginning of, I think it was in Mission Impossible. Yeah. I know it's in the movies openings too sometimes, but where you light that fuse and that crackly, you know, fuse fire goes down the fuse. And, you know, it's like I have felt for a long time that COVID in particular feels like a fairly relentless predator, mm-hmm. where it's going to keep attacking. It's going to keep attacking until it finds something, a body that will die because of it. I don't think COVID thinks that way because COVID probably don't think. We'll have to interview Kovi in our next segment.
Yeah, exactly.
Exclusive to Spotify.
Kovi did not respond to COVID.
My Tuesdays with Kovi. I don't know, man. It's pretty complicated.
The five viruses you meet in heaven.
You can't get it from drinking out of somebody else's glass, but still, man, be careful.
Well, I
left a viral load in your bathroom.
Matt and I were like, oh, I guess we can't. That's, oh, I guess, yeah, okay. So we just kind of been like, separated from each other. But even now it's like,
hey, you really are becoming a married couple.
Yeah. Oh God. I will have been married six 2016. Yeah, fuck, 6 years.
You're worried about Trump.
Yep. Worried. Yeah. I mean, honestly, now I'm kind of like, yep, that was a good
but it
choice.
All worked out, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But oh God, 9 fucking years. Oh fuck.
Yeah.
Now who's a serial monogamous? Gee, well, is it serial if it's just one for a long time, or is it, do you have to jump around?
We're talking about like Lucky Charms.
Yeah.
Oh.
Talk about magically delicious.
No, but like you give a series A bukkake. moving on. I don't want to go too long today, so we have time for the after show. Things to talk about. I have two items of follow-up that we can skip because we should probably get to the challenge.
No. Oh, I should open the doc. I was just really enamored with Kobe and making everybody pay attention to me.
Hey, guys. Eventually all my characters become this character. It's also very close to the Library Elf and Heidi from, you know, Top Dress.
No, I don't know. I do not know.
Oh, I do a really good 5-syllable
impression. Wow. Sorry. I didn't have Noir on, one of my favorite Safari plugins, that I just opened up the dock and the studio display blinded me. Oh my God. Sorry for interrupting.
Y'all are hearing this on Twitter because I posted it here. It's because that's the weirdest sound I ever heard.
God, my
and just so I'm clear about this, I don't know if this is the COVID talking, but you made that noise because your screen was brighter than you expected.
I was being an inattentive co-host. I apologize. I went to open up our doc.
You were inattentive. Portmanteau, party of two. Okay.
Oh, I guess I should replace my mic, my pop filter too, huh? Oh, yeah, right? I'm like, I put two.
What were we talking about a second ago before you screamed?
We were I opened the Google Doc and made the strangest noise you've ever heard, and you were going to talk about follow up items.
Segway miles. Those things. Huh?
Segway miles.
Oh, yeah. We can come back to that later.
All right.
So if you like what we're doing here, and we this is what we do for work, such as it is, and it's how we pay for things. So if you'd like to, if you enjoy this, I believe fervently that it takes a while to decide whether you even could love a podcast. But if you're at a point where you don't hate us yet, congratulations. So to Hakuna Matata, you're in the 7%. And if you'd like to help us, if you're a 7%er and you haven't given up on us yet, you can bukkake over to giveusyourfuckingmoney.com or patreon.com/dubyfriday. And you can tithe us, I recommend $5 a month or $10,000 a month, whatever works for you. And that's really it. That's all I had on that was that. I don't know what we'll talk about in the after show. Yeah, I updated my total Segway miles. Long story short, I have a silver for this, of course. I hadn't checked in a while. Mm-hmm. I'm over 1,000 miles now on total Segway miles.
Nice.
Are you really thinking about that? That's Cincinnati to Tampa.
I assumed it was... wait, is Cincinnati in Tampa? That sounds like it is... You could ride across a state with your... Or did ride across a state with your Segway. I don't know.
Well, those are real different states because it goes Ohio,
that's right.
Kentucky, Tennessee, Alabama or Georgia... Florida, 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 Tampa.
Florida.
Anyway, 1,000 miles is a lot of miles. That's 1/24th around the globe.
You're doing
Wait,
more
sorry,
math.
Did I get that right?
I don't know. I'm not doing math either.
Entertainment 720, you know, because we go around the planet twice for our clients. And the other one was my bin lifestyle. Wait, no, so did you listen to yesterday's Back to Work?
Okay if you didn't. No, I did because I'm like, oh, I got to catch up.
I like the ones where I get full of beans about a philosophical component. And I like when I yell at people about not throwing junk away.
Oh,
it feels kind of good, doesn't it?
This morning, I literally turned because I was in the kitchen and Matchy is sleeping on the couch because we're like, I guess Aww. We shouldn't be or like close.
I know, poor kid.
Yeah. Oh gosh, yes. Oh, thank you for thank you for his service. But I was just listening to Back to Work through my phone speakers like a monster, apparently. And I turned it down. You were yelling so loud, rightfully so. And I'm like, I needed this episode at this time in my life.
All the things you need to donate.
Don't throw it away. You gotta donate it. Well, donate it.
Well, I'm like looking at this monitor.
You have my back on this, Alex. Hasn't there been?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
The whole like fucking donate bullshit where it's easy enough to say to anybody, how dare you throw that thing away? You're filling the dumps with dump. Like you should donate it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like... I don't know. I just remember okay, it would be emotionally and existentially dishonest for me to say that the Marie Kondo-ish moment in America, it touched our family too. Some of that is probably just coincidence because really my grounding is in the much more philosophical teachings of the great Aussie Peter Walsh. But we did probably our maybe really pound for pound our largest purge we ever did.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first purge we did. With our kid involved, and we did go to Goodwill. There was like a line. I mean, do you remember this? Do you remember
yes.
hearing like Goodwill was like, please,
wild.
You can, if you cannot, we don't have room for you. If you wanted to drop off like a Jag, we don't have room for it.
Yeah.
If you want to drop off the fucking Hope Diamond, we don't have room for mm-hmm. us because all these kind people brought us their socks and Mr. CDs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yeah. And it's like, well, I think a lot of people have a misapprehension about what Goodwill is, including me sometimes. But Goodwill is primarily an organization that helps train people to be able to have things like retail jobs and to do like all kinds of different jobs. But it's my understanding Goodwill is in some ways like, you know, this term has become broader than it used to be. But what they call occupational therapy, like it's. You know what I mean? Occupational therapy used to mean, you know, learn how to be a housewife, but then it also came to mean like, you know, how to deal with your spectrum stuff and like how to like, you know, realize how you seem in the world and how to do things and how to like tie a tie and all that kind of, I don't mean to sound condescending, but Goodwill, let's put it this way.
Oh, no, I didn't know that actually.
Goodwill is not a dump with a good logo.
Yeah.
It's not a dump with a logo. It's a place that trains people how to, so like when you go and you drop all your shit off there, I mean, they're making money off selling that stuff. I mean, the truth is they make a lot more money shipping the best stuff to like places in New York. That's a whole different thing.
Yeah,
but the point is, it's not a place
gross.
For your don't.
I mean, I feel.
But like, don't. All I'm trying to say is, like, I really think, and this is a classic example of I needed to hear this. The reason I keep yelling about this is because when I say don't be shamed by people on social media about like calling a truck to take or renting a dumpster. I'm really talking to me because I live in constant fear of somebody thinking that I'm being a privileged wastrel.
Do you really?
You do. I mean, we both do.
Oh,
that's the chicken problem.
Not anymore. I think.
Oh God. Also the fucking, oh, sorry.
No.
The studio display box. You have my back on this.
Well,
can you believe that box? That box weighed like 20 pounds.
Yes, but I think I couldn't tell you like your tone of I think it was.
Cut it up and there's boxes inside of boxes. It was the wildest. All of the soup. Did you cut up your studio display box?
It was a.
It's
an
insane.
Adventure. But I, as we've talked about, the way things are delivered to my house is not wholesome. So I am now very confident with. So
if I keep all this shit for the rest of my life, then I'm a good person.
No, I'm saying that I think the...
I'm saying you're... No, I'm saying that.
Wait, see, I thought the box was perfect. The box is perfect because there's not a ton of shit.
I'm sorry. I should have made the beeping noise that I was slightly changing topics.
Oh.
I just wanted to get my back on the insane design and build quality of the studio display box. That's all.
I think it's amazing. Like, I
couldn't believe it. Once I had the monitor out of it, I was like, this display weighs almost nothing. This is almost all... box.
Oh yeah,
and the way the sides butterfly down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but like I kept opening it and going like, wait, is there like 2 pounds of Krugerrands in this area? How is this so heavy? Oh, it's because it's another solid box inside of here. You've got box. When I say box in box, what I'm saying is they've built this redundant system with using a combination of cardboard and space that makes it a very, very tough box to ship something in. As opposed to my four 16 terabyte hard drives that arrived loose in a box last week. Four 16 terabyte hard drives loose in a box. You understand? Now, when I say loose in a box, I'm talking about like a box the size of like an Amazon box, like a 10 to 12 inch high, maybe 8 inch wide box with four hard drives in it. Clackada, clackada, clackada. It was like sad castanets.
Now when I order things from Amazon, there's like a 10% chance that bubble, like just the, you know, do people even use bubble wrap in it? Like the big bubble plastic thing. Yeah. That they will just be like already popped. So I'm like, I appreciate this cardboard.
Oh, you think they went in full? I've never thought about that. Why there's always a couple that are empty?
Oh, yeah. I think it just gets smooshed.
Yeah. I'm trying to be real. In a couple ways here, and trying to not be fake in a couple ways. I'm trying to say something real, but I'm also trying to say something real. So the thing that I'm trying to say that's real is that I don't think, and there's long-term value in hanging on to stuff because you feel bad about having it. I think an argument could be made by a smarter person that the more you feel bad about having something, the more that's a pretty good candidate for something you probably shouldn't have anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But I also want to say something real. And on top of that, allied with that, which is even at our most private moments, in my most private moments, I still hear this din, this Greek chorus of just savage judgment from the world. And I don't like it. I don't like having it in my head. I can't blame anybody for that but myself, except for all the people that are doing it.
Yeah, I'm like, well, there could be a few billion people.
The lasting impact of drive-by judgy culture, it leaves a mark.
Yeah.
And like, this goes all the way back in some ways to That's Fine for Merlin, which, you know, haha, but not haha, was this idea of like, well, yeah, I mean, have the temerity to think your life is valuable. If you've decided that the only way you can appear to strangers as an authentic person is to pretend your life can't be improved, you know, that ain't working. You know, you play the guitar on the MTV. Like, you want to become like one of the guys in the Money for Nothing video who's just bitches all the time and like nobody's ever allowed to be happy or succeed. That can become a very toxic and privileged way of thinking about the world, but it can also be a way to look for little slivers of light in situations that may not seem immediately hopeful. To say like, you know, I don't know. I had to Google this immediately because it really screams bullshit. But the interesting FBI guy, the hostage negotiator guy, he was, I watched a talk he did last night, and he did that thing about how if you have a positive outlook in life, you have a 31% better chance of succeeding, which is exactly the kind of shit I would have reblogged on 43 folders in 2005. Here's the thing. That sounds like bullshit. That sounds like a turns out bullshit thing to me. But the truth is, side B, I do know that how you sort of choose to look at things can have a huge impact. And even how you word it. You ever notice this? Here's a funny thing about me. When my lady friend was sick from her double dose, when she was really ill, mm-hmm. I said the thing I always say to people who aren't feeling well, which is, or that are grieving, which is that I hope it becomes less bad soon. Mm-hmm. I hope you're feeling. And so, like, you know, she still uses the old tongue to say things like, oh, I'm feeling better. And then I don't, in a way that hopefully is not a hectoring correction, Hector corrector, I say, oh, so less bad, huh? Mm. Because less bad is not the same thing as better.
Yeah.
When we say better, better can mean, I mean, pretty like in the name of my dumb essay, is that I want to get better at this. Better as a noun. Hey, are you all better? Better, when we say better, we're implying that we're done.
Yep.
Oh, man. I was really hungover, but I'm better now. Mm-hmm. Well, you're better in the sense of you're less bad than you used to be at being a big drunk? Or what do you mean better? Oh, I mean I don't feel hungover anymore. Okay. So you feel less bad than you did earlier. I think that's a lot of the human journey is that, and so why am I saying that? Because I don't think you have to be a Pollyanna optimist, but I think it very much benefits us to realize when we're being whatever the negative, Debbie Downer pessimist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because whether the glass is half empty or half full, it is ultimately the same glass. Also, why do you care so much about this glass? What, you know, I don't know if that 31% thing like holds any water. It sounds to me, that sounds very much like one of those twice told. It's practically a folk tale, those kinds of facts. You only use 10% of your brain.
It's very secret. Yeah, manifesting this.
But I do, there is, that doesn't make it false. Because if you, but like to me, the corollary is probably easier to prove. Or the opposite, I don't know. But like when you go like, yeah, nothing can ever be better. I'm a sad tomato. I don't have clinical or situational depression, but I might as well. Like for the way that I look at the world, I'm basically perma-fucked and nothing will ever be good and blah, blah, blah. And like, I'm not saying inclining yourself away from that way of seeing the world will make your life better, but it's not a bad start. And I can't promise it'll be 31% better, but I think all of that is true. And I think if I find a way to quiet or at least turn down the volume on some of the voices, the judgy voices at a remove, that can help make my life better.
I think that, or at least I used to get like about this stuff because I would get hung up on the word success and what that meant. Like very mm-hmm. much like, oh, okay.
Those kinds of words have such a valence yeah. and it can be so toxic. You've lost somebody as soon as you use a certain word.
Right. And it's not because it's not the person saying it in that moment. It is just what a culture has made me feel about a certain way. Like my relationship with work has changed drastically over the past 5 years. I mean, obviously, over the past 2 years especially. But, I mean, that's Severance hit too close to home, which is probably why.
Oh, man, Severance hit me hard in so many different ways. Yeah.
Oh, God. Like, ooh, it's so punishing in the best way. To talk about Bukkake, just, ooh, watch that waffle.
Okay,
but
I will.
The thing that
94%.
I don't want to get to 99, but we'll see.
I think we're gonna land this plane like right exactly on top of the second tower.
No,
ooh, sorry, 96%. Take a challenge.
Oh. Boy, I hated
challenge this week is mine,
hated
and I
it.
You hated, hated fuck it. You. My challenge
hated
was great.
It was a good. It was very challenging. That is what I will say.
Did you do it on different devices? Is my question.
Yeah,
because I get different sorts of results on different devices. Took a challenge. There's a challenge this week is mine, and there's a neat thing in iOS. I guess it might exist on Mac. I don't know, but anyway, there's a thing called widgets on iOS, and one kind of widget that's really cool, a thing that you can put either in your today view, which is that little slide over on your left, or you can put them onto most pages in modern versions of iOS, is something called Siri Suggestions, which doesn't really give full credit to like how amazingly useful this is. Like many widgets, you can pick different sizes of this, but at the heart of it, like this became from very early on. If I'm being honest, this eventually surpassed the photo widget as my favorite widget. And it's this. It's a widget you add, in my case, to my iOS, you know, home screen. And it's it's a block of four icons wide, two icons high, and it's just what it says, Siri suggestions. It on device, it is watching and learning from you to the best of its ability, I think, and then presenting you with apps that for a variety of different reasons that include stuff like time of day, frequency, et cetera, things it's pretty sure you might want to use right now. And we talked about this a little bit in the after show last week about how clever this is. So my challenge this week, because I had done this as a lark, was to create I created a page on my phone and two iPads that were nothing but widgets. And on the phone in particular, it was just three sets of Siri suggestion widgets, yielding me 24 icons of guesses about what it is that I'd like to do. Why did you hate this challenge?
I have ludicrous and completely arbitrary opinions about home screens, mostly because my life just revolves around muscle memory.
You couldn't set that aside for a couple days, though?
I did. No, for 7 days, and
oof. I changed mine. Basically, I changed for the first time since the day that this appeared in a beta. I made a DND, like a focus screen. So what I did was, and I've been trying to run DND like a lot more because I just don't want to hear anything. So basically on all my devices, I made that the DND screen is the whoops all widgets version. So it's kind of forced me to use that.
Oh, interesting.
And your arbitrary opinions are partly how much is aesthetics? How much is functionality? What's the thing that really, when it grinds your gears, that somebody, you know, like somebody's home screen, jokes having left the room, what is it that you look for or dislike in a certain home screen?
Well, I mean, this is...
If you can say.
We do this every year with Coxmas, where I just...
Mm-hmm. Coxmas, yeah.
I just yell at people for no reason about how I think they're ugly. But mostly my obsession...
You should read that short story by Shirley Jackson called The Lottery.
my thing 97. Is mostly... We're getting close. We're getting close.
We're getting there. We're getting there. So close. We're so close. You know there's going to be a ding. I'm going to give you a ding on 99. I'm not going to let you finish. Oh. I'm the opposite of Kanye West. 98. what's your whence and whither where does your strong feeling about that come from? You've been using these devices for a long time, and I honestly can't tell because it seems like a joke that's not a joke. Like, so I know I've felt a little bit affronted. Like the very first time I saw somebody who had arranged their library by color, their books by color, or doing the thing where the spines, you know, going in instead of out, and when pressed, I'm sure they have a quote-unquote reason why they do that, but it just bugs me and I can't tell you why.
Wait, in instead of out? What? Wait, hold up. Well, hold up.
You ever seen this?
No.
Well, you know the thing about color,
yes,
right? And you
yes.
see this all the time when people are doing their news hits on MSNBC, and you'll see they're like, here's my yellow books.
Yes.
Huh, cool. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Where's your copy, your five copies of The Power Broker, please? but then the other one, yeah, this is a very, I think, a kind of a Dwell magazine sort of look. So you know how you usually have a book and it's on a shelf and it's got a spine pointing out?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now imagine flipping it around so that the pages-ish part are going out.
Why? I was right when I was imagining. Why?
We'll pause here. We'll pause here. So how would I do this? Book, shelf, books facing in?
Because I understand the color thing because it's just how, well, some people like to be on cable news segments and some people like to make their shelves pretty, which I'm fine.
I'm the same way. I alphabetize my spice rack. Yeah. It makes it so much easier. I alphabetize my shoes. I alphabetize my letters. I did bookshelf, books facing in. Try that. Doesn't that look psychotic? Isn't that like a Mike Baker thing to do?
I don't understand.
I mean, if he had things on his shelves, which he doesn't.
Did
you know he's dating Nicole? He and Nicole are going to get married. Did you know that?
Oh, no. Hooray.
Yeah, that's going to be weird.
Oh, maybe.
Well, she's got enough personality for both of them. What are we on? 98 or 99? Are we at 98? 98.
Let's call it 98. 98.5.
Okay, 10 minutes to Wapner. And then you've got all the, isn't that crazy looking? It's kind of cool looking in a way, but it looks like you live in an, what we used to call an adult bookstore.
Yeah, it looks like a copyright file or some whatever the fuck it's called. What the fuck is happening? Wait, do you hear that?
That's somebody searching for something on Find My.
Matthew, what did you... Okay, well, I guess... Sorry.
Did you find it?
Oh, no. No, I don't know what it was. It just... It immediately stopped.
Is that what it was? Am I wrong? That sounded... That struck me as a Find My sound.
I think you're right, but I don't know where it came from. Maybe my backpack?
Boy, my spam calls have really ticked up in the last couple of weeks. So that, like, if I don't have my watch on, it's actually, like... Like if my second watch is at the house and, like, in our... bedroom / my wife's office.
Maybe if it's a good watch. Sorry, what?
Oh, yeah. Normally I throw things away when I have two of them. I only need one shoe at a time. The other one I donate. 99. Anything else? Because I want to leave. And then I want to have a fun after show.
The only reason I didn't like this really was muscle memory. And I think that it doesn't quite get it.
Yeah, like having stuff not where you expect. Camera was not where I expect. Settings was not where I expect. But, like, I just, for what it's worth, in our folder for this week, I already made the folder. You can see I did screen grabs at roughly the same time on three different devices. And I do think it's, just real quickly, I do think it's interesting. Like, the most useful, and again, this changes. Here's the neat thing. This changes, like, through the day, right? But, like, I gave you accidentally my real homepage. But, like, on the iPad that I have on the side here as my, like, TV and, like, sidecar iPad hanging up here, like that had the least, not gonna say the worst, but the least useful, least evolved results for, I'm guessing, a million reasons that make a lot of sense, which is for weeks or now for months, I've mainly just had this hanging here and using it as my office iPad. Mm-hmm. Like I don't do stuff on it in nearly the way that I do stuff on my 10-inch iPad. And the 10-inch iPad, even though I love it, love it, love it. I mean, as I think with you, now that I've got this laptop that I'm gay bones for, like I don't use it as much as I use the laptop. And I still use the phone, of course, a lot more and on like and throughout the day. Like I may look at my iPad, my 10-inch iPad, like in the afternoon, use it in the evening. But like my phone, I'm kind of using all day long. I'm unlocking stuff. I'm setting scenes. I'm, you know, doing all kinds of stuff. And perhaps unsurprisingly, my best and most relevant seeming results were on the phone. I think it's smart and I think it learns. And then, I mean, like, if this isn't obvious why this is cool, to me anyway, like it indisputably picks up on if there are certain things you do with certain apps at certain times, I'm positive. So like there's things I used to do like every morning with Google Sheets, and Google Sheets would always be down there. Like right now, AutoSleep. AutoSleep is always in the suggestions because I tend to look at it in the morning, right? Mm-hmm. The one that really blew me away though is when we had returned our fifth return to You Look Nice Today, and we were recording on Thursdays, camo started appearing on Thursdays around 10:30 or 11.
Ooh.
Because I needed it for video. Mm. And I knew it. And I don't think it's pulling that out of, you know, calendars. I don't know. I would love to know how it works. Did you see anything either interesting and or useful in this experiment, the Siri Suggestions experiment?
I thought it was going to perhaps steer me away from, or rather, I expected it to steer me to social media and messaging apps. And I'm like, okay, I'm not in denial. I know that it will go on Slack for way too long and look at Discord. But it just felt like, I guess, my Vice apps, I guess, never really popped up. But like the useful stuff, like camera and Amazon never really appeared. It was, yeah, like they kept putting Overcast away. And then I realized, oh, is it because I have Overcast in a widget? And I don't know.
That is part of it. And this is why, well, actually, in this instance, if you do go to our Dropbox, the one that I accidentally put in is my real iPhone homepage, which I happen to think, like, for my own purposes, is perfect. And just for the purposes of this experiment, I did. So basically, I've got eight, what do you call them? Do you want, are they icons? I've got eight icons. And I don't want to say apps because one of them's a folder. Right? Mm-hmm. So, like, settings, Gmail, messages, camera. It's like, settings must always be upper left, camera must always be upper right. Second row, reminders, home, overcast, and then home assistant folder. And then you'll see, and the trick here is to look at the shade of the letters.
Yes.
On the apps.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll notice that when they're darker like that, that's a Siri suggestion. But like, it's pretty canny, like a fair amount of the time. But like, honestly, then one, if you were to go look at any of those other dumb ones, you'll see the one that's the really wild experiment where I'm trying to go all whoopsaw widgets on iPad just for fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly, and given that this also is the week where I've been banging my head against the wall trying to figure out how to mount an iPad for a HomeKit controller.
Oh, yeah, that's, oh boy.
I've been thinking very much in, you know, there's, it's given that we've now had iPhone and iOS around for, I don't know, coming up on 15 years.
Yeah.
14, really, but yeah. But the thing is, though, it still bears reminding that there are elements of how we, you know, we use these devices so much that, like, when you first saw the pinch and scroll in New York Times and ordering Starbucks, when you first saw that, like, I don't know, I sure couldn't have imagined how much that would now be part of almost every interaction that I have somewhere.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Where basically the convergence of, say, a touchpad and my fingers, like, my fingers, like, use a touchpad the same way my fingers use an iPhone. That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I'd be typing all the time and using a return key. But the point being that, like, you know, it's what's fascinating about a Stream Deck, for example. If we look at this, the Stream Deck, you buy a Stream Deck because it lets you hit a button to do something or change something. You could say thanks to your followers. You could announce a thing. You could play an air horn sound. Like, right, like the on-label purpose for a Stream Deck, understandably, is that when you can program this, if you like, so that when you hit a button, something happens or something changes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I'm going to say one of those things, like talking about the iPhone, it's going to seem really obvious until you really sit with it for a second. But the powerful thing in some ways about a Stream Deck is that the button, what it displays, what it's showing you, is relevant. Like, it's not just an affordance, a physical affordance for changing something. I mean, a thermometer, if it works properly, is giving you information about the air temperature. And then you may go do things about it. But like, if you've got like a John Syracuse thermostat, it's also an affordance for physically changing the environment. So when your thermostat says to you, hey, it's 63 in here, do you want to turn the heat up? Like, it then gives you a dial or a button to do something with that. That's a big deal, if you think about it. Like, in your car, you can't, in a car from, like, my life, you've got things that display to give you information and affordances for doing something, and they're rarely the same thing. They might be sort of linked, like the way you change the radio station on a car radio. Is this making any sense?
Oh, absolutely.
It's just amazing to me how, but like, I think we can really lose it in the lights, how amazing it is. On an iPhone, like, unfortunately, one of the most common ways you'll see this is, yeah, that's a big button. It's a big button, and when I click it, the app called Phone opens. But wait a minute, what's that little red circle? That red circle is how many calls or messages or what have you that you have. And it also can give you notifications in another place. It's a whole suite of functionality associated with each thing that these apps do. And it's very rich and well-documented, mostly well-documented API for how you do all those things. But I think we can really lose it in the lights that it's really a modern marvel that we have devices that not only let us do something, but also then can reflect change in the moment. When I change the channel clicker on my old TV, tick, 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 going around on that dial to get to the three stations that we could get. I mean, that's hardwired. This is channel 3. This is channel 5. This is channel 9, etc. But like, there's something worth sitting with from time to time, which is how amazing it is that these devices, and if you'll realize this, if you've ever picked up a phone or picked up a device, and maybe you're in bed and you set your phone down for a minute, and you just kind of grab and you forget that the entire front of your phone is not just a button, but millions of buttons.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The whole surface of these devices. It isn't funny though, like when you accidentally cause something to happen, you're like, oh my God, I guess I forgot this entire thing's a button. But it's also a source of feedback. It's also a source of dynamism. If you use something like that cool meditation app where you move your finger slowly and it makes a little trail, like who could have imagined that when BlackBerries were popular? Like it's giving you feedback on what's happening as you're doing it. It's telling you how well you're relaxing just by dragging your finger around on a screen. It's such an improbable world. And So what I'm finally at length trying to get at is, given that this is the week where I'm banging my head against the wall trying to do a HomeKit controller for our iPad on my wall, I'm also thinking a lot about, I don't just want buttons to mash on. I want my own bridge of the enterprise to help me collect and process information. And this is the funny coda to all of this, is if you are running a whole bunch of different widgets, including Siri shortcuts, if you choose to notice it, you're going to learn stuff about yourself by what appears there. Not just your bad habits or whatever, but like and it's going to make you think. It's going to make you go, wow, do I really need, I mean, for me, between, God, Spotlight and Universal Control, like, how much do I need to manually organize buttons anywhere anymore? Because I'm using my keyboard a ton of the time, command, spacebar, type, click. And I can get to any of hundreds of apps, millions of websites, right? It's like NVAlt. We've got this one field that you type in to do anything. So does it make sense for me to bend over backwards trying to make an aesthetic and well-utilized series of buttons on screen? What if some of that real estate is better used by just giving me feedback, input, updates, and then combining that cannily with, then there's other kinds of things, like, for example, HomeKit stuff, where it's telling me something, and then I can also click on that thing that's telling me something to do something with it. That is miraculous, if you really think about it. And I don't even know if this is making sense, but it's miraculous.
Oh my, I mean, I am fully severed and just, oh, that was really good. I'm just salty because I my muscle memory was gone. I dropped my phone and then I had to buy a new phone. That's all.
All right.
No, you are right, okay, about everything.
We're gonna figure out what's for dinner. Oh, I don't have a funny out. Oh, sorry. 100%.